Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store or Lowe's.com for more details.
Bite into a stacked sandwich made with Hero Bread. And the only thing you'll think is, delicious. You won't think it has up to 19 grams protein, 11 to 32 grams of fiber, or just 0 to 5 grams net carbs. But it does. Hero Bread. No compromises, just loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with flavor. Right now, get 10% off at Hero.co with code IHEART. That's Hero.co, code IHEART. All figures per serving of Hero Bread. See nutrition facts on Hero.co.
I go, it's a birthday party. It's a 90th birthday party. And he goes, happy birthday to me.
Oh,
Martin. He said it to me. He looked at me without flinching, without breaking. I go, it's a 90th birthday party. And he goes, hey, happy birthday.
Hey, it's Connecticut, man. Some of those people got money to get some really nice work done.
Before we get into the most exciting thing that's happened to me in several years. So Britt's aunt and uncle, they're in their 80s and they're in one of those fun homes. Though they were telling me this last weekend I saw them about, like, we were in Connecticut. Get your tickets, ladies. We're going to be in Connecticut. Well, we were there and, like, they live in Little Rock, Arkansas in this community where everybody drives the golf carts around. They have cards every Monday at like 1 o'clock. The more that they're telling me, I was like, is this, it literally, it sounds
like soft selling you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in. And I'm like, how can kids go to college? Do I get to go?
Two spots.
Yes.
For me and you. My mother-in-law, we just found a place for her. And I am from the generation where we all remember, the boomers in particular, we all remember their parents going to a place and it looked and felt very different.
It was like an institution.
You were like, this is not a happy day. This is a place you go because you need medical care and you need
it. We're wheeling them in and gonna limit your nutrients until they just,
you feel like a bad game of bingo in a fish tank that has no fish in it. Like, God forbid. But boomers are now the biggest population.
Yeah.
And they're changing the game. And I believe Gen Xers are going to even change the game even more. But boomers are like, we're living a long time and I've got money.
Yeah.
I want to live in a nice place. So there's this whole surge of these independent living places that look like resorts. There's the best. It's like a CBS News report. And there's this woman, her name is Ginny, and she was showing her place and she goes, after my husband died, I was very scared to live alone. So I found this place. It's super nice. They show her at 4 p.m. She puts on her cute little blouse and her necklace.
Yep.
Statement piece.
Yes.
And she goes into her freezer and has a freaking bottle of gin.
Hell yes.
And a shaker. And she is giddy with excitement. She goes, I walk out here. I press the elevator and I go downstairs and they open the elevator. It's all of her friends and they're like, Jenny. And she goes and sits at a table. They have a Michelin star chef.
You're joking.
And now listen, the thing that, you know, this place for her was $5,000 a month. That can be limiting to some people.
Yeah.
But when you break it down into meals, your space, you've got people that are looking out for you.
Yeah.
Depends on what your needs are. My mother-in-law just moved into a place and I walked in and I was like, hold on a second. You're taking a bunch of people to the Astros game at 6 p.m. And, there's a poker game going on over there and, tomorrow's smooth jazz and there's a cocktail hour.
That's what we talked. Frank was
this
like,
feels great.
He goes, yeah, every day they have a shuttle. It takes everybody to like TJ Maxx, Marshall's, Michael's. I'm like,
and they all have the best time in these big old vans. Yeah. So I was worried about Sarah because she's very independent. She's very,
yeah,
a little,
they're always apprehensive about going in.
And now she's got this friend and they've shown each other their place and they're decorating. And she goes downstairs and she was like, I had the best salad I have ever had. And they had crab cakes and I love a crab cake. And she had her favorite first three meals were her favorite meals. Oh, it was like God gave her like a home run right out of the gates. And she is making friends. And she, for me, that part of it was worth the price of admission,
right?
Because she needs the social. And so she's having chats. They help her with her doctor's appointment. She had a cold and they had a nurse practitioner come make sure she was okay.
But here's the relation in all of this. We get on the plane. We fly to Connecticut. We want to move to Connecticut, Mom.
Of course.
So I was like, I get it. Like,
it's that one. I would be like, tell me when.
They were like, what's that smell? I go, trees. What's this smell? Water. Yeah. The other smell, money. And I did Zillow, Connecticut. Congratulations on being very wealthy of the state. Holy shit.
Yeah. It's one of, yeah.
Wow. Wow. All I could think about too, every house we drove by was, it's old, it's scenic. So I was like, you know what I would do to that house for Halloween? Do you have any idea what I would do to that house for Halloween?
I'm telling you, I just love the, I love the architecture there. I love the woods. I like that you've got ocean. Well, first of all, yeah, this land, I was like, what do you, I'm like,
what is move to the Hamptons? What do you do when you live by all those trees? What do? Do you just run around in them? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, you do. And you go exploring and you, your mind goes into how cool the woods are. But I like Connecticut because you're also close to a city.
Yes.
You got city stuff and I kind of need that stimulus.
But the moral is we're going to retire together.
Yes. If we spend 3 days apart.
I was like, hard.
I'm like altered.
Yeah. I was like, just going to check in the middle of church to see
what Kristen's up to right now.
Spinning.
Spinning.
Spinning emotionally. Not as even
collapsed. Yeah.
Spinning. Same night.
No.
I used to have a dog to regulate my central nervous system, and now I have Kristen.
Which is the worst. I am the most, not the person that regulates your
central. It's hard to get her to sleep between my legs and stay in one spot.
Thunder blanket on. I need you to lay on me. I need pressure.
I need you to be more of a labradoodle.
I know.
So I need me to be more of a labradoodle.
But we did that. Okay, we're there for my father-in-law's 90th birthday party. Happy birthday, Ken. Yeah, he's our hot flash, too.
Yeah.
We should absolutely have him be our hot flash, because...
He's a good girl.
A weird situation to be looking at all these pictures that were posted.
He did a femme.
A very when he was looking. Holy cow. He's, like, leaning up against a fire plane. He was in the Marines. And okay. I was like, out of here, Britt. I need some time with this photo of your dad.
Yeah, I know.
Plus, he's one of those old-school dads. Kisses you on the lips and stuff. Yeah, he's like, you're beautiful. Literally hadn't said anything for like 3 hours, and I lean in to kiss him goodbye, and he's like,
here's the thing, and I'm just gonna say it, and I don't care. Might sound anti-feminist. Here's the thing. There is that gentleman that can say the thing, and you become like a flitty little bird.
Yeah.
And they're like, there's nothing more than I like a good-looking brunette with a, you know, with soft lips and I'm like, stop it, you old hound.
You know what? It just occurred to me too, because Britt's mom has passed away and that was like 30 some years ago. You look like her.
What?
Brown hair and blue eyes. Everybody kept telling me about her and how beautiful she was. And they're like, she was like Jackie, but blue eyes, like Jackie owed blue eyes.
Yeah. And now I'm just doing the math. Yeah. We just miss each other. We just miss each other. Stop saying things. Yeah, that's why he's always flirting with you.
Show up without mascara on.
That's why he's always flirting with you. It just occurred to me.
Everyone's like, Ken, maybe don't say that. I mean, no, you can say it.
Hey, 90
I'm
years
in. Putting us backwards.
90 years in, he's seen a lot of dames, okay?
Yeah.
He's got compliments for when he means it, okay?
And your arm up on the bar and you focus on me and you're like, where have you been all my life? Good looking. I'm like, right here, buddy. I will back and forth that.
Yeah. He does it to me, but he's like, will you refill my wine?
Yeah. So my dad's always like, my dad, who's going to be 80, he's like, you and Jen are so goddamn funny. God, you're a couple of dizzy broads. And I'm like,
yeah, no offense taken.
No offense taken. Our production company is called Two Broads.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, there's something about being called a broad that I like. And I don't mind being called a girl. I'm just not going to get into it about that. Don't fucking mansplain me. And don't
tell the difference between you meaning it nice and you meaning it in a belittling way, mother.
Yeah. Don't,
I'm on to you.
Don't tell me what I should do. That's when we're going to get, if you're like, you know what you should do. Oh, now we're not flirting anymore. Now I'm annoyed. But
yeah. Yeah.
Ken never tells me what I got to do. He likes me exactly as I am.
Yes, it's come sit on my knee.
Okay, I got to
tell in a long time. Okay.
Look, if you're a podcaster, you've heard this story, but it's so goddamn great. Like, we were on tour and Ken.
Oh, geez. Yep.
Who is lean. He's a former runner. Yep. He's like, he's got silver hair.
Let me set it up for you. He was on the cover of Runner's Monthly in the 80s.
But I think that guy's been gray since he was 18 years old.
He literally has. Yeah.
So he's got this silver hair that doesn't look new. It's like, bro, you're like a little bit older, but you're handsome as ever. And he's got his wife, Marion, and they're both very like Connecticut East Coast, which I'm just not used to that culture. Like, I'm sure that if I ever got invited to the Hamptons, I would get uninvited to the Hamptons. That's all I want. Is that like Nantucket and Hamptons and places and
they're qualified by mayors. Yeah.
Literally, they'll be like, you need a, what's it called? Lily Pulitzer dress.
Lily. Yeah.
Yeah. Never. But I'll wear the man clothes. I'll wear a polo and khakis.
Yeah.
But it's hot. Fine. Stepford the shit out of me. I don't care. I want to go to one of those big houses.
Hell yes.
Want Martha
invite
to like
us
me.
Somebody.
Yeah. Somebody invite us to the Hamptons.
Please. We'll come. No we'll joke.
We just will us. Not our kids. Come. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, I always think if I could wake up tomorrow and be a better version of myself, that would be really nice. Like, I would like to be a bit calmer when I'm dealing with my kids because I have two teenagers and I think this is a difficult time for them and it's a difficult time for me. So the thing that I like about BetterHelp is that I've been matched with a therapist who really helps me work through some of these moments and gives me real tools to help me cope. Better is a feeling defined by you. And for BetterHelp, it's a BetterHelp therapist who really gets you. It's a focus on global emotional well-being with thousands of therapists and millions of members in over 100 countries. Now, if you'd like to sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/imomsohard. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/imomsohard.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Did you know that over 70% of new parents are combo feeding? They're using both breast milk and formula to feed their baby. Whether you're exclusively formula feeding, combo feeding, or just want to back up in the pantry, Bobby is the formula that I trust to deliver safe, complete nutrition to my baby's bottle. Both of my children use Bobby. We loved it so much. Had the best experience with this brand. They're incredible. The customer service, what they stand for. Bobby's organic European style formulas are crafted with clinically backed ingredients and designed for easy digestion, just like breast milk. I did a lot of research before formula feeding and I loved what I saw from Bobby. Every single batch goes through 2,000 plus safety and quality checks before leaving their owned U.S. manufacturing facility. If you want to feed with confidence too, head to HiBobby.com. That is HiBobbie.com to find your baby's new favorite formula.
Yeah. So, Ken, I've told this story 1,000 times. I don't care. Ken and Marion are in Connecticut. We're on the our first tour 10 years ago.
Yeah.
We have the bus with the kids, with our aunties, with our
assistants with the tour manager. There's like 16 people every time we go. It's to a new city. Every single day is a new city. We had this thing where we would rent one extra hotel room just for whoever needed it. If it was like somebody needs a break.
Somebody didn't sleep last night. Well,
and it was really for me because I really struggled with insomnia. And so sometimes I would just go there.
It's because she doesn't drink enough, you guys. I'm trying to tell her.
I honestly think it was that. I was way too uptight on that tour. I should have. Seriously. Well, I was just,
I'm not a doctor, so but in my I am head, the doctor of fun.
But you are the doctor of fun.
Yeah.
So I go to this hotel room, and Britt's family had come to see the show.
Oh, man. <laughs> Oh, good. And I'm not a great communicator, you guys. I will tell you, if you listen to the podcast, you know this too. I will tell a story and leave out the most important detail.
I literally asked, I go, I'm going to go sleep in the spare room. Nobody seemed to say anything. Everybody's even fine.
I was like this. Yeah. No, you should be that category. They're going to be staying here. But it never crossed my mind that maybe.
So I am in the room and I am post-show. I am coming down from all this adrenaline and I am pants and gun. Look, I had just started to undo my suitcase. My pants are open. And all of a sudden I hear clink, clink with the key to the room. And I do what I do whenever I'm caught off guard. I freeze. I freeze.
Yep.
I literally freeze and in walks Ken backwards, and he's wearing a robe.
I wish they were already kissing.
And they were and he's got a martini in one hand. She's got a Chardonnay. She's following him, so they can't see me. I'm like, oh God.
I wish you would have caught up against the wall. I didn't know what to do. So I mean,
it wasn't a suite.
I tried not to look.
It wasn't a suite. It was a two bedroom. Yeah. It was a two bed. So in walks Ken, and he's like, da 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 da.
Yeah.
And I go, oh God. And he goes, oh God. And the martini spills. And Marion and him turn around. And of course, Marion, who's super waspy, was shocked and horrified. And I was like, nope, I got this wrong. This is your guys' room. Ken just collect himself for 4 seconds. And he was like, I mean, I'm not going to stop my fun because you're in here.
Let's catch up, even though we're both in robes.
Yeah, leg up, So tell me, how's it going?
I brought a cigar, sir.
You guys have a good time. So I've got my roll bag. I've got my my toiletries underneath my
just
armpit.
Roaming the halls.
Just roaming the halls.
Knocking on doors.
Go back to the room that would have me, which is my husband and my two kids. And I'm in my head, this might be the greatest moment that's ever happened to
God.
Me.
Yeah.
In a hotel mess up. So he's turning 90. That's a big
90.
Deal.
Yeah.
90, man.
Now, did not turn 90, although I will tell you. Okay. Quick story about Connecticut, because this was pretty horrifying for me. So we go to the church. We have this party, as you do for 90-year-olds. It's not a real barnstormer. It's you have coffee, you have cake, you have... Oh my God. There's so much I want to tell you about this. Okay. There's overlapping stories a little bit. The church does this lovely job in the basement, the community room, stuff like that. You know, it's so fantastic. They have this party. There's enormous cards to sign. There's old pictures of him up, all these memories. And then there is this guy who, anytime there's a social event, he leads karaoke. So he's got his table, this little, two by two table in the back that's got a karaoke machine, cordless mic.
Hey.
And I don't even notice as the music starts because he is so good. It just sounds like old crooner type of stuff. And I walked by him and I was like, oh my gosh, you're so good. Amazing. Just trying to be supportive. He did not hear me. And I was so close to him. He just, there was no response whatsoever. And I was like, I'll try and get eye contact later, handle that. So I don't know what I was doing.
At some point I turn around. I think his name is John. I turn around and up at the front of the karaoke area is my daughter, Delilah, and John. And I'm like,
those are two generations that need to know each other.
Yes. She loves to sing. He loves to sing.
obviously she's going to karaoke, but my blood runs cold because the only karaoke song I've ever seen her do is California Girls, you know, the Katy Perry Snoop Dogg version.
Oh,
so I'm a little
bit, like the Beach Boys.
Yeah, no, I'm a little bit worried at this point too.
Cause she's like, push it.
She dances a little bit. Oh, my surprise. My son knows all the words without having to look to the rap part. That's all that ass hanging out. I was like, what's happening here? Hopefully John doesn't know what
it is. So got a good beat to it. Did she say ass or asp?
I cannot tell you. So he takes the mic and he goes, Delilah's going to sing a special treat for her granddad for his birthday. And it is Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Thank God.
Yes. But that is
I really hard to down on it. I know.
Could there be a harder song?
It's 3-octave.
It's like something like Les Mis.
Yeah.
It is so hard.
Yeah, that one note.
I look at her and my eyes are big because I'm like, can she? And she's looking at me like.
You got to sing the Beatles, man. It's 3 chords.
Yeah, very, very limited, like, crossover as far as what songs she knew what was in his, like, repertoire, like, in his CDs or whatever they were. And that was the only one I think
she'd go wing it. The hardest song ever.
Ever heard. And so there was some conversation I find out later where she said, yeah, I think I know the words, you know, because she loves musicals. Yeah. She loves the Wizard of Oz. But she doesn't know the words exactly. So John says, I'll put them up on my phone for you. And Kristen, no. I'm going to show you video and then I am going to put it on the podcast page where my little tiny 11-year-old daughter has a phone. Yet I tell you, it is 2 to 3 inches from her eyeballs the entire time. And I am trying to hold my shit together and not laugh because as she's trying to lean back, John is moving in closer and closer with this phone, and she is trying her hardest to hit these like Liza Minnelli.
She's gonna take the mic. She's like, "Fucking John, fucking calm down."
And she's like smiling out of one side of her mouth.
Oh,
like,
God, if you can't see Jen because you're only listening, Jen has her entire iPhone literally
on her eyeballs,
like an eye patch.
We have. Everyone took out their phones and started taking video of this moment because she was doing so. She nailed the end, but in the beginning, you know, it's
hard to get.
It's very yellow, you know. It's also one. Yes, it was pretty tricky. But that guy had his phone so deep into her face. Like it was.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was phenomenal. I can't, you guys.
Look, it sounds like a highlight of a 90-year-old party. Because I don't know a lot of 9-year-olds that have karaoke.
Yeah. Well, then, of course, we go, let's break out the beer, the wine,
okay,
the pizza. Okay. So we find this place down the road called Luigi's, which is perfect. It's a little bit like after the rush hour. I get there with part of the birthday party. There's going to be like 11 of us for dinner.
That's perfect.
I get to talk to the owner. It's just like the people in New Jersey we met. You know, we go in this little Italian restaurant and they're like, come in.
9 courses.
Oh my God.
Not small.
I go, there's 11 of us. Ugh. We got a big party. Can you accommodate that? He goes, yeah. I go, it's a birthday party. It's a 90th birthday party. And he goes, happy birthday. To me.
Oh, Martin.
He said it to me. He looked at me without flinching, without breaking. I go, it's a 90th birthday party. And he goes, hey, happy birthday. Hey,
it's Connecticut, man. Some of those people got money to get some really nice work done.
I mean, I look good for a 90-year-old, but how fucking bad do I look otherwise for my actual age, Kristen? I did this. I literally gasped at this guy's face.
Did that guy gasp when he took a second look at you and was like,
he was like, I figured it wasn't you, but you know,
his wife's like, Lorenzo, you're an idiot.
And I was like, get the wine. Just,
just gnawing it abroad and
coming
on.
Oh my God. Kristen. And I am sensitive. I'm sensitive to age related items.
I think anybody would be sensitive if we were called 90. I was like, I would be like, what in the actual fuck are you talking about?
You know me, ladies. There's nothing I like to talk more about than getting comfy in the old nighttime. And it's that wind down ritual that we get. It's getting in those sheets, getting in that cozy blanket. And I love my Lola blanket. Let me tell you, this blanket is so soft and it meshes to you. It just folds into you and it's so comfortable. It's not overly heavy, so you don't sweat a bunch. It's just the most deliciously soft, cozy, decadent blanket I have ever used. It's machine washable. It's double hemmed for durability and it stays flawless. No pilling, no shedding, even after repeated washes. Check out their best-selling pet collection because let me tell you, once you get a Lola blanket, your dogs are going to want to lay on it. Life-changing softness for your pets with pet beds and more, all in different sizes. Lola is my new go-to gift. It's personal, it's beautiful, and something people actually use every day. For a limited time, our listeners can get 40% off select Lola blanket products with code IMOMSOHARD at checkout. Just head to lolablankets.com and use code IMOMSOHARD to get 40% off your order. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Did you know that over 70% of new parents are combo feeding? They're using both breast milk and formula to feed their baby. Whether you're exclusively formula feeding, combo feeding, or just want to back up in the pantry, Bobby is the formula that I trust to deliver safe, complete nutrition to my baby's bottle. Both of my children use Bobby. We loved it so much. Had the best experience with this brand. They're incredible. The customer service, what they stand for. Bobby's organic European-style formulas are crafted with clinically backed ingredients and designed for easy digestion, just like breast milk. I did a lot of research before formula feeding, and I loved what I saw from Bobby. Every single batch goes through 2,000-plus safety and quality checks before leaving their owned U.S. manufacturing facility. If you want to feed with confidence, too, head to HiBobby.com. That is high. HiBobbie.com to find your baby's new favorite formula.
Support our show and let them know we sent you. Wrap yourself in luxury with Lola blankets.
You guys, I bricked myself.
Did you bricked yourself? What's that mean?
Well, I bought a device.
Is this the one that goes in your vagina?
No.
The rest.
I did get a device for my vagina.
I know. You told me that. See? Okay. No, 90-year-old woman's putting a red light into it.
No, because they're putting real things in there because they're all horny at these independent living places. Yeah. They're all getting a lot of ass. Don't get it twisted. It makes me so happy. I think that.
I love it.
Okay. We all love it.
Hey, you hit a certain age. I saw you start smoking.
Do whatever you
have your morning martini. You bang ever just do it around town. Who cares?
I don't hear it.
Do it.
You got a feller living next door.
You're interested. Oh. Yep. He doesn't. At that point, when I have my alanine issue, my onion problem hasn't subsided, I'm just going to fart my way through the rest of my life. Yeah. You guys can just deal.
You're going to fart right? And they're going to be like, but she's hot. Look at that 90-year-old.
Look at her karaoke.
Look at her karaoke with that phone next to her. Okay, let me tell you about a couple of things I have that I have bought myself, both vaginal and non-vaginal.
Okay.
I'm going to go, should I go sexiest to non-sexy or non-sexy to sexy?
I see non-sexy. We're on a step. Jesus, a little
bit.
Funny
you say that.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go non-sexy first.
Okay.
First of all, my Google was hacked. And I am not sure that these two things are not related, but I also bought myself this thing called a brick. We are not sponsored. I'm telling you about this because I think it's going to be great.
Okay.
Okay. And basically it is a little mechanism that you tap your phone on it and it bricks your phone. Your phone is then you have set up for yourself what you don't want access to from 9 p.m. to 7 a.m. my phone is bricked. So it automatically goes to like a dead phone. I have set it up that I still have text, phone, internet, email. I think that's it.
So no socials,
no shopping, no scrolling.
Okay.
Which is my issue. It's not shopping. It's really scrolling. So I just wanted the socials dead. I can't tell you how many times it's like somebody quitting cigarettes that I go to my phone. It's been very revealing.
So, you know, that is one thing that I remember when they like came to this world to talk about why they were like going to ban phones, reduce screen time, was even the phone being in the area as you, your focus is on the phone. If it is in your line of vision, like you will still go to that phone.
Exactly. It's what do they call it?
Pavlovian.
Pavlovian, but it's also like the gun on stage. Like you got to use it. Like,
yeah.
So you want to use that phone.
And I say it was like you're 50% less paying attention if your phone is in the area. There was like a high number. Yeah.
And I don't find it necessarily soothing. What I have attributed to a phone is work, which is a good tool for me for work because I can be impulsive. I can be on the move. I know that. But the scrolling has become a crutch for me not to cope with shit that I need to do. And
oh yeah,
I'm not talking like a little bit of scrolling. I'm talking about like I was filling my days with it.
Oh, okay.
You know? And so you can brick it that way. And then I bricked it another way where you brick it from, like 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Social is open for us working.
Yeah.
And from 11 to 4, it's bricked.
Okay.
I keep bricking myself. And here's the thing. Once it's bricked, you have to go to unbrick it. You have to go to the app and say, unbrick your phone. And you have to put it on that square. So if you are out,
you have to have a real good reason instead.
And it shames you. It says, go live your life. It says like, stop on your same tongue. So in order for me to unbrick my phone, I have to have the other half. So
oh my God.
When you were at your birthday, I was like, fucking brick my, I'm out of my, I'm bricked out of my phone. Like, what have I done? But I never care. I don't care. There's a part of me that's gone.
Oh, okay.
It's okay.
Really? Okay. So Dash told me he, you know, cause we were doing a little experiment to let him like dip his toe into socials.
Yeah.
And he deleted them from his phone. Cause he said, he's like, it's really, which I was really proud of him for doing.
That's great.
He's like, I can only see it on my computer and I can set the amount of time for it. So he like bricked himself basically, which.
I bricked myself legitimately.
I need to do it on shopping sites because I'm having a long night.
So we cope with different things in different ways. And I do think giving yourself access when you need it and want it, you're an adult. I can go unbrick. I can't now because I don't have it. But I can go unbrick my phone if I want to.
But you know what I've been doing, Kristen?
Hmm.
I'm like, I'm going to go on to Pinterest or I'm going to go on to one of these sites that isn't a shopping site. And I'm going to get ideas about Halloween. And then I go, I need that. So then I go look for that thing on a shopping site. Like everything
you and my dog. Shopping.
Everything for me is a shopping site. I could be looking at your family photos and go, I'm going to get those shoes.
Eleanor is the same. I'm bookended by two, like ninja warrior shoppers that like, and you both are making it so fun, but you, like, I find myself shopping all the time and you know me.
Yeah.
I don't like
no,
it.
That's yeah.
I've done Poshmark twice and I've gotten in a fight 50% of the time.
I like the sport of it. I like the hunter gatherer part of it.
But see, that's productive. You get something from it. You get nothing from it, except I can send you funny reels. But what I've done, so I've bricked myself.
Okay.
And not well, might I add, sometimes I overdo it. This is my second thing I've allowed myself. So the brick, I'm a big fan of. It's going to work for me when I get it right.
Funny brick.
Okay. So here's the second thing I bought.
Uh-oh.
Okay. When it comes to not, I go all or nothing. I'm not a middle, you know, and my friend told me about a feminine toy.
It wasn't me.
It was not Jeff. In fact, it was a friend of mine who I was like,
oh, we're just going to talk about this so openly.
Yeah.
I'm an adult. And she like, she's so cool. She's like, it looks like a lemon. It's for, God, I'm such a child. It's for schmittoral pleasure. In your,
isn't that what everything's for?
No, I did not know that. Okay. Look, that is a button. And sometimes you don't need someone turning the light on and off.
Press the button.
Yeah. Sometimes you need a surface area of the button.
Yeah.
But some people just like the button.
Wow. Yeah. No, I get that.
Okay.
And we're all different.
So I bought this lemon.
Some like a button adjacent.
But you went up to the button.
Yeah.
You're like turning, you're opening the garage door, but right next to it is the
exactly.
Got switch.
Got you.
So you're putting the garage door up and down a little bit.
Wait, plugging the switch up and down.
Yeah, I'm going to focus on the power.
Okay.
Yeah. So I bought this lemon and, it has different levels, but I didn't melt it.
Lemon because it's yellow.
It's a lemon. It looks like a lemon. It's got an end. God, it's got an end. It's that.
I'm curious. Okay. It's got a suction. What? Okay. You have a link you could send or that you.
Yes, because my friend literally talked to me about this. Like we were ordering cinnamon rolls and then she sent me the link and I bought it right away because I was like,
the confidence.
Stop being a wow. So.
Okay.
I'm right. It is literally small like a lemon and it focuses on your schmimiferal area.
Okay.
So I had never done that. So I bought it.
I have a lot of questions right now about a long time, but I don't want the answers to them. So
let me tell you this. You'll figure it out how it goes.
Well, I don't know about you, but it seems like everyone I know, including myself, has an end of summer birthday. I've been going to so many birthday parties. I've been having such a good time. I'm not complaining about it. But it does mean I might be imbibing a little bit more than usual, just celebrating everybody. Some of these are big birthdays, right? But unfortunately, I'm not independently wealthy, and I still need to conduct my life outside of the parties. That's why I love ZBiotics. Because ZBiotics is a great insurance policy before the day of a party or day of the party, before night out, so you can wake up in the morning and still do what you need to do that day. For instance, work. Drive your kids all over God's creation. ZBiotics pre-alcohol prebiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle the rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink alcohol, it gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's a buildup of this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for rough days after drinking. Pre-alcohol produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. Just remember to make pre-alcohol your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly and feel your best tomorrow. Wedding season, bachelorettes, rooftop birthdays, fall doesn't slow down and neither do you. Pre-alcohol keeps that away. Go to zbiotics.com/imomsohard and use code imomsohard for 15% off.
I did not know where exactly.
Now I'm curious what you were using before, though, because.
Just a normal. This is meant for just the butt.
Okay.
Okay. Come on. Do I get. Oh God.
All right.
There's okay. Kristen.
Listen,
it's a lemon. And on the end, there's a little hole.
Yep.
For your button.
Okay.
Okay. And there's different settings.
Okay.
And there's some rhythms, which we know nobody really uses those.
Hold on. Let me get my phone out. And can I get it on Amazon?
I think so. I don't even know the brand. But
here's what I know will happen. It will get delivered to my house. My husband won't know what it is. It will sit on our kitchen counter. It will end up in one of my kids.
He'll be like, is this a drink mixer?
Yeah.
I get the lemon and I wasn't.
So I near.
Yeah, but it's high speed, but I didn't know there were speeds, but I went full.
Hold on.
I went full speed. I thought, I was breaking into 50 pieces, not in a good way.
Okay, so it wasn't.
Yeah, I literally, it was so aggressive.
Sending off some
light. I thought I'd broken myself. I had a limp.
Okay. So there was some like circuitry that it was.
It was just messy. So focused on one tiny part of that, that I was like, So
did you call 911? Because I really want that police
cam. I mean,
best cam footage. So
no one is. I mean, look, here's the thing. Do I recommend it? I don't know.
Well, too late. I already have a bad cart. Order some fruit.
The brick is doing more work for me than the lemon. Okay. So I'm sure there's like a fruit bowl of things.
Okay.
I think I would prefer a banana and some grapes more than.
Literally, my husband would set me up with the Chiquita woman if he thought it would get me sexually active again.
Note to self, don't go the highest speed.
You started off.
Number one.
So the eyes? Jeez.
The lemon looked like it was having. The lemon looked like it was going to start smoking.
Boy, I need to smoke just in this story.
Okay.
That's exciting.
I'm sorry. I'm just being open.
Wow.
Jesus.
Okay. It's usually not that kind of podcast.
I know, but I'm trying to be more like open person. And I think it's important to talk about these things. I'm such a fucking uptight person. Look how red I am.
Very red, okay, guys.
So the next thing I got, and it was incredibly expensive, was in an effort to sort of help things down there. Because okay, I had me and Halle Berry, we've had vaginal atrophy, which is from low estrogen.
Okay, everyone does, just so you know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why. I used to fight hard against the fact, like, you still have a purpose, even if you're not most sexual being in the room, but I'm starting to feel like God disagrees because your shit starts to go, just give up.
Yeah.
Like, you got the wetness cured and then all of a sudden you're like turned into tissue paper.
Yeah. Desires gone.
You get the desires balance and then
and then you're like, I'm knitting.
It's like being at the Phoenix airport. It's terrible. So it's a lot to keep.
There was a lot to keep going, but I like sex. I want to keep having sex. My husband is a better person if I have sex with him.
I think we're all better people if we're.
I literally say to him, if I do this with you, will you be in a better mood? How many hours do I get of you being in a good mood? And he'll call a shot. He'll be like, well, if we do it right now, I think I'll be good until like dinner. I'm like, great. Yeah. That's a day that I get of peace.
Worth it.
Okay. So in an effort to help the downstairs area, which I've been incredibly diligent about, estradiol, can't recommend it enough.
She's big
advocate. Vaginal estradiol. I take progesterone. I'm on all the shit. I got the testosterone pellet in my butt, which makes you horny again. Maybe to a degree that I shouldn't. I eat a lemon that I lemon to myself. But I got this thing. And it does look like it's a medical device. It is a red light for your. Now, I think it is incredibly expensive. And that bums me out because I don't think for women's health, anything should be.
Okay. That is good. Like health savings plan. Does it qualify for that?
No, man. It's an OBGYN. She created this thing. Halle Berry endorses it. It's expensive. But I was like, I don't have one of the red lights for my face. So I'm going to get one from my tweet.
I care more about my face.
I know. I wish I could use it for both, but
really? You get the bendy one. You maybe do a
little. Well, I don't think you know what this thing looks like. It looks like it is a device. It is a bright red light and it goes in there. And it looks like I'm sitting on Christmas lights. It is like you can see my intestines.
Okay. It's like, down that where you put a flashlight in your mouth. Yeah, kid.
It's that, but my hoo-ha.
Wow. Okay.
And you have to do it for 6 minutes every other day.
Okay. That's not too bad.
But that is the longest goddamn 6 minutes that I brick myself. I can't even freaking scroll. I'm audio booking while this red light is helping my cooter. It's a thing.
Well, I understand. It's just a little bit. It's a bigger commitment than one would think. Cause I remember I bought one of those at home, like IPL for my
ADR area. All the time.
forget it. We have like 10 seconds and I was like, I'm not doing this.
I'm not doing it. I am committed to it because I wanted to see if it actually works so that
you don't want to buy these secondhand, ladies. We'll post the link.
Yeah, that was one I was like, maybe I don't try to find the generic one of that.
Don't get that on your Groupon.
And it does get warm. You're like,
don't get it on Poshmark either.
Don't get it.
New inbox, my ass. New in butt, more like.
More new inbox.
That's how this has been used before.
Don't buy it on Poshmark. Don't. Buy yourself a new one. Do I think it's worth it so far? I think maybe, but I also just think it's a combination of me just for literally like 2 or 3 years being very careful of that area. I don't want the stuff that happens if it's not taken care of. Oh God, you guys.
What can happen?
Well, because you can get, I forgot what it's called, upper bladder infection and... Oh shit, there's another one. It's like really serious for women.
Okay.
And we don't want it. We don't want to deal with it. There's too much shit going on already. We don't need that. So look, the lemon was definitely extracurricular.
Well, So I need to set up time with my doctor.
Yeah, but don't go in with the lemon.
Hey, if he prescribes the lemon, I can just do a copay with that.
The lemon was not expensive, not cheap. But not expensive.
I just want you to know, you know what I could do to myself with just a lemon, I think? I get a little...
No, don't get them confused. Okay. Don't put the lemon in the drink and then a lemon in your coup, because that will hurt. Did we podcast? How much do I need to say?
Please don't listen to this one. Sorry about that.
Pioneer.
Hey guys, it's Ashley Canetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. You know, I'm always looking for simple ways to make better choices, especially when it comes to food. Lately, I've been using Wise Code, the ultra processed food detector. It's become one of my favorite apps. All you have to do is scan a product and it instantly tells you if it's ultra processed. If I want to dig a little deeper, I can also see the nutrition quality and overall health quality before I buy it. It makes grocery shopping so much easier. I've got little kids. They're picky eaters, but it really allows me to find brands that are going to taste good for them, but also make their bodies happy. You can download Wise Code on the App Store and give it a try today.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with: thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
From athletic stuff like a full court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff like a half mile stroll. Get those steps in. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.